Today's words of wisdom will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. As the increasing impacts of climate change highlight the urgency of reaching an international accord, representatives from many countries convened in Cancun, Mexico for the 16th session of the United Nations Conference of the Parties, or COP16. Held from November 29th to December 10th, 2010, the gathering brought together heads of state and other decision makers seeking solutions to avert further global calamity. At the invitation of the Mexican government, world-renowned spiritual leader and humanitarian Supreme Master Ching Hai also attended the summit. During her stay in Cancun, Supreme Master Ching Hai was invited to share her thoughts on priority climate change measures with the media, among which was Encadena TV, a weekly statewide television program. We now invite you to listen to the following interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai by Encadena TV in Cancun, Mexico on December 9th, 2010.
Talking about what's going on here in Cancun, Riviera Maya, you know, the COP16.
Yes.
We've been expecting so many deals,
yes.
Pro-environment.
Yes.
How do you see the situation?
Of course, I have to wait until the end to really know. But most of the time, they just... What I think is like water the plant on the leaves, not
yes.
at the root. You see, the root is we have to stop the global warming first of all. Before we even think of anything else. Because if we don't have the planet, because if global warming reach more than 2 degrees, then we're in trouble. Then nobody can bear, especially hot country, you know, like Mexico. They say they're going to increase to 5 degrees now. They predict like that. Can you imagine 5 degrees in Mexico? More?
No.
5 degrees Celsius.
That's
we're burning.
So, yes.
We can never get out of the house. You understand me?
Yes.
And then all the crops will die. Too hot.
And people will die.
People
too.
Die, animals die. Not to talk about anything else. Yes? And then disease will spread because of the heat. Yes? When everything is so depleted like that, I don't think it's a very good idea. First, have to stop the animals industry to cool the planet. And then everything else we can have time to take care.
You were invited to be like the heroes of ecology in the COP16. There was this dinner and they talk about your vegan organic diet.
Yes, yes.
And I think that it's so good that people start like interested in these topics.
Yes.
That are the ones that are gonna affect us all and protect us all.
Yes. I think we are all heroes if we begin to realize that animals industry is killing our people and our planet. Killing our people by giving disease and sickness and abnormal function, yes. And killing the planet because of methane gas, heating up our planet. So if we realize that and we put that into action, like we stop it, then we are all heroes. Actually, we are all savers of the planet. I don't want to be the only one hero on the planet.
Mm.
I don't want to be praised or given award or anything. I just want everybody to become a hero and now to save our home. Because, okay, even if they plan until 2050, but what about after that? After that, the children, the young children will grow up. They will not know what to do if the planet is killing them. You see, they're too young then. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
The children were born after this period of time. We cannot do this. Then we all become murderers. of the innocents. If we kill animals, we are all murderers, because we murder people as well by that. By killing animals to eat, we're killing our planet. And then we all become murderers. So I want everyone to become heroes. Save the planet. Stop eating the animals. We nowadays, we have alternative. Our ancestors, like the Maya, the Aztecs, they eat only beans and corns. And they had great civilization. People still come and
they look. Were so intelligent.
Yeah, they still come now and look at whatever left over.
Yes.
You know? Nowadays, I don't think anybody can build a pyramid like that.
No, I think that
with all the technology and so precise like this, you know, every little corner, every little millimeters.
That's so true.
Yes, yes. And a great civilization, they don't need the meat to eat. And then we keep breeding more to eat. It's not even natural. You see what I mean? They give them a hormone and all that so they will breed more. And give them antibiotic and then feeding us with all this poison. No wonder now we have more hospital than ever.
Yeah.
The more meat, the more hospital.
And I think that people sometimes realize this, but think like, oh, it's such a big change. Mm. I can do anything. My help won't be need. Yeah. It won't be any help.
Yeah.
And we have to sell to the people like, act local, think global.
Yeah, yeah,
start
that's right.
With little actions.
Yes, that's right. That's right. I really, really want to invite the government to take this opportunity to be more heroic, yes, more noble, yeah, more protector of the planet, of their people. Because truly they have more facilities than you and I. Yeah? We're just passionate, we try what we can. But the government has more facilities. And the media, if the government started the media also, Chiamin, you know, they can spread information on the internet, they can spread it locally, grassroots, by giving out information, print it out and give it out. You see what I mean? That's what we do, but we are just a group.
Yeah.
We are not in the government power, you see. I'm working, it's not like, okay, all glorious and easy. No, it's not always like easy for me, but I continue.
Well, it was a very pleasure to have this interview. I could just extend and be hours and hours talking to you about okay. This interesting topic.
Okay. We have many things that we could tell you, but please read the book. It's all in there, huh?
Yes.
From Crisis to Peace, you will know all the information you need to know. Well, there will be always more updated, but at least you have the framework of it already.
And it's a beautiful topic, you know, from crisis to peace, like looking about the social phenomena is going through and the climate, from crisis to peace, mm-hmm. That maybe if we work harder, maybe one day we're going to look back and say, it was hard, but we did it well.
Yes, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. We still have some time, but short time to stop. Otherwise, it will be more out of control.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Super
you're
master.
So young and beautiful and so good heart. God bless you.
Thank
God
you.
Bless your country and your family.
Thank you very much.
Bless all the staff here and continue to do good work, okay? All right.
It was amazing. I love this interview. Thank you so much. Really, it's very interesting what you talk about, and I think I'm going to become vegetarian right now.
Please.
I think
you will be more beautiful and live longer.
Yeah, and it's so true what you said about the ancient
noble, yes. It's a very
ancient
noble
civilizations.
Yes.
Like they did great works and great discoverments, and they didn't need like this antibiotic. They did this great civilization,
yes.
And they didn't need like this, like the medical tests and the antibiotic.
No.
Yes, that's so true.
They don't need all this.
People doesn't need. We are all connected.
Yes, we are.
Thank
you so much for. I understand all that. You're so smart. People who are vegetarian have a higher IQ, you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been proven. It's been proven. The people with 5 points more IQ above the average, they naturally just become vegetarian when they can decide for themselves. When they have information, they became vegetarian. These people have 5 points or more above the average IQ people. 5.1 IQ.
Yeah, but like not even
animals, not even chicken. No, nothing. No animals. We love animals. Yeah. Cannot eat them. For example, will you go and grab chickens and cut his throat and eat it? If you do it, no, you can't. Because people do it already and make it look so nice. And you don't even realize that it's life, it's real life. He was walking on the farm yesterday with his little children. And then they take him and cut his throat and then put it on the table and eat it. Huh? Imagine. Because people don't realize it. They're too busy, you know?
Yes,
not like they don't get happy heart. All the people have happy heart. They just don't know that. It becomes happy. You know, and one generation of
people.
So now, like you see, yes. If you don't eat, people say, oh, you don't eat, you will not grow up, something like that. You must eat meat and all that. You know, protein, it's not food.
See?
How good her parents are, because you always train her since she was young and involve her into your work instead of just forget her at home.
Yes.
So because I asked her how she's so young and so smart and already successful in this business, she said because my parents include me everywhere I go.
See, claro. Yes. She is very happy.
So lucky.
Sí. ¿Le dijiste que quieres ser?
No.
But she wants to study the international relations.
Why not?
Yes. Why not?
Yeah, anything you like. But she's so smart already. Cause you brought her up right. You include her in everything.
Uh-huh.
Researchers say that children, if they're interacting more with elderly people, then they become smart, more secure,
more peaceful.
Claro.
Yeah. Of course, yes.
Yeah, so that's why. But is it now?
Para que te lo firme. Are you happy?
Yes.
The interview?
Oh, yes. Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me because this will help some people. Maybe it will help some people.
Oh.
Your people or the world people? Yes. Who knows?
Yes, I know.
All right. What's your name?
Hello. Maria Jose.
Supporting interview. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Look, be rich.
Thank you.
Thank you, darling. You're such a sweetheart. Parents are also lucky. She's lucky. Parents lucky. Because it's difficult to have such a good child like this.
Yes, I know.
Not every child.
No.
No, because also the parents are the fault, you know?
Oh.
They don't include them, and they don't train them, they don't teach them at a young age. They just
leave
to the school and don't do anything, and then they're just busy with earning money, but don't take care of the child. Mm-hmm. Not just money, emotional mental support, education at home, very important.
It's very, very important. And I questioned when he was a young, I see, Maria Jose, do you want to do the interview with any?
Yes.
I don't like it, mommy.
Que cuando le pregunté que si quería entrevistarla a ella.
Ah, when she questioned me, like, do you want to interview? She's a supreme master. She's so focused in ecology. And I was like, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Because
you like my idea, huh?
Yeah.
Because it's in your heart. That's why you identify with the project.
And it's really good to have, like, people around the world interested about in our situation.
Yes,
global warming. And in Mexico, of course.
Yes, I'm very, very passionate about this because it's my planet. I just bring something for you in case sometimes you're too stressed.
Oh, thank
just a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we arrange it a little bit nice.
And those are all Mexican.
Yeah, you can dig them. There's some surprise down there. See that?
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank
treasure for everyone here to have a little sweeter life. Stress, work is stress.
Very beautiful. Thank you.
Okay.
And I love the way that you became so passionate, like going around the world and saying your message.
We have to. Thank you. Thank you for being my side.
I am your side. I mean, like, who is not?
It's our planet. Thanks for helping.
Oh, no, thanks for helping you.
Mexico is more than 50% already becoming desert, becoming, or already became, and some already becoming, going to be desert, desertification, because of deforestation, cutting trees and all that. And without trees, the water will just run.
Yes.
You know, the trees keep the water in the soil and distribute slowly, slowly.
And but oxygen.
Yes, and oxygen, of course. Without tree, it would be just flood, flood, flood. You know, and also stop the wind and all that. And if we keep cutting trees, then we will have nothing to protect us anymore. And the people cannot cultivate because too much flood. And the Mexican people cannot use the land anymore if no more tree.
Yes,
this is the thing.
And most of our country lives from agriculture.
Yes,
you know,
yes, yes.
Like a lot of work loss, a lot of disemployment.
Yes.
It's very hard, that situation. And so many times, like the people that are on the top,
yes,
you know, not the agriculture, the top of the factories, on the top of the government,
yes,
yeah, I haven't noticed about that. I'm worried about that.
They may be not well informed as well.
Yes.
Yes. Maybe they didn't do this on purpose. They think just a job that they
yes,
do,
yes, yes,
just a business. But they're not overall informed about the whole situation of the planet or the consequence of,
yes,
of
they're
this
not
business.
Aware of the consequences.
They're not aware. That's why you in the media, for example, must intensively inform people.
Yes, I
yes,
know.
It might be a little bit late, but better than never.
Yes.
Better than never.
Yeah. Better than never.
Yes, okay.
It's never too late.
Never too late.
Never
we
too
still
late.
Have a little time.
Yes.
A little time.
I hope.
I'm counting every day.
I hope.
Oh, it's all right.
And how has been your stay here in Mexico?
Oh, I like it very much. It's just too busy also.
Yes, I can imagine.
Don't have time to think too much, but I have been in your country many times. And I've been in Cancun a couple of times before. Before this COP16, I've been here 2 weeks before.
Oh.
To pray for the
world,
yes, and for the atmosphere to be smooth and convenient for everyone, you know, for the negotiation to be right.
Do you stay here in Cancun or in Riviera Maya?
I stay in Cancun.
In Cancun here.
Oh, normally if I come here, I would stay in the hotel zone.
So, ah, okay,
yeah.
Yes.
This
yes.
time my people already arranged in another hotel.
Yes.
And because we will make a gala there, you see?
Yes.
So it's more convenient to stay there.
No, and the beaches are beautiful there.
Is,
they're
is
like
it?
So peaceful. When
I don't know. The hotel is far and I had no chance to walk to the beach yet.
You will. Have a chance.
I will.
Hope.
No, I'm here just to work, honey, really.
When
that's
more,
why
more.
It's okay. It's okay. I can come back any other time.
Yes.
Yes, don't worry. Your country is beautiful anyway, no matter where. Yes, it's just also surrounded with the forest, you know.
Yes, I
and
know.
They look like untouched, you know. They really try to protect the environment. It's all green around the hotel and not very high building, so it looks still very pretty.
I know, yes. I know. Have you just been here in Mexico City or any other parts of Mexico?
Oh, I've been in other parts as well. Yes, like you know, the islands and Mexico City, Cancun, yes. Everywhere.
Don't worry.
It's
so, it's like from such a diversity. It's so different in many parts. Well, if you compare like here in Cancun and Mexico City, it's like a different world. But yes, both are beautiful.
Beautiful. Especially when you see from the airplane, you know?
Yes.
Because it's not very high-rise building. Mostly it's all very basic, you know, and peaceful. Almost like flat together. And from the airplane, you look down at night.
Oh, I know.
It's like another world. I keep telling other passengers, come here, look, look, hey, sit on my seat so you can see.
Yes.
You know, and I tell everybody, come and have a look quickly, quickly.
It's kind of sad because when you are on the airplane, you can see like the pollution.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen her? It's
yes,
very sad because it's such a beautiful city. Well, I love it.
Yes, and when it's all clear, you know, you can see it's so beautiful.
Yes.
It's like you look, you know, on top is the stars, and down there is also stars, like very big, Mexico City, very beautiful. You must go on the airplane sometime and look when it's at night.
Yes, I know.
It's out of imagination. It's very beautiful. Wow. You know, and I'm in love with your people. I always am.
I know, we are so warm-hearted.
Yeah, very, very, very. When I first came to Mexico, you know, on my lecture tour, long time ago, maybe 15 years ago even, first time ever in Mexico, I just give one time lecture. And then people want to learn to meditate with me, okay, and I show them how. And after that, I left. You know, I mean, 2-3 days, I left. Everybody was crying like I was their daughter and just going away and never come back, something like that. Oh, I feel so emotionally very overwhelmed, you know. They love me just like I have been in their families forever. Yeah. And say, please don't go, Master, don't go. Please come back. And every time I come back, it's the same. It's like first time. Always crying when I left.
Yes, we're such a warm heart people. You know, when you show it something, they will interest for you. But that's a little struggle in our country because many people just have less education and there is so much poverty.
Yeah.
But when you give, like, the keys to that people, they will appreciate it, and that's what makes us, I think, unique.
Yeah, I don't know. They just appreciate anyway, even if they don't give anything. Just like these days, you know, in COP16, your government really, really makes such a great effort to employ the right people. Or they all speak English, and they're all so friendly. They're all coordinated, like one body. You know?
I know.
So everywhere you go, it's the same treatment. And no surprise, and no harsh, nothing. They just show you day after day, they're still smiling and very patiently showing them, helping them. You know, such a people. And I don't know, it's just that Mexico people, some became poor. It's not supposed to be like that.
Yeah.
It's just maybe some exploitation before, very inconsiderate management of the environment. So the people lost jobs and lost the protection of the land. But your government is making it back now, making it up. You know, reforestation, more infrastructure to build for people, and helping people to regain their job, their life. Your government is trying hard.
I know.
You understand the richness of people is not by how many big buildings we have.
Yeah.
The richness of people is in the heart.
Yeah,
and now they have all that, except maybe if we need a little bit more comfortable life, then just a step further only. Otherwise the Mexican people, they have everything already. They're so blessed.
I know.
In Cancun, we have three big spiritual blessing line.
Yes.
That protect your country. Yes.
But while they are,
they make people happy. Even if they are not spiritual, people just be very happy where such spiritual blessing line are. And if you are already very spiritual, then they lift you up more and more all the time. Of course, normally spiritual blessing line is to protect the planet. You know, like the planet is like this, and there used to be line crisscrossing the planet to hold it in balance and to make people happy and prosperous and spiritually uplifting. But because we have done many terrible things, we killed many masters from heaven, we killed too many of each other, we killed too many animals. So the spiritual blessing line has become thinning and disappear or broken. We used to have, all the planet was covered with this blessing, crisscrossing like a net. And now we lost many. We have only like about 700 something left.
That's beautiful, and that's very sad, and that's so quite interesting.
And that's why we have so many disasters.
And that's so interesting, really.
You should have come to the gala.
I've learned so many things today.
Should have come to the gala, yes. Okay, I leave this here for you in case you want to read more. I have something later on, okay? I make some main point in here for you in case something we have forgotten, yeah? Okay, you can add it on too if you like.
Okay.
Or the next.
Thank you very much.
Yes. So for your information, or maybe for the next talk, when you talk alone by yourself.
Oh, thank you.
Or you talk with us or whatever. Yes.
Yeah.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having
me. And I read that she reads poetry, she's a writer. Made jewelry too.
Yes,
I read that.
My jewelry.
You would be amazed with the jewelry here in Mexico.
Yeah, I bought some.
You did your own earrings?
Yes.
One of the designs,
the small things.
They're beautiful.
Es que todo lo hace, ¿verdad?
She's doing everything. You want it?
Oh no, thank you. It's such a... Oh my God.
It's real,
huh? Oh my real
God. Real
oh,
dying.
Thank you. Oh real my world. God. I can't believe it.
Because I see you have holes in your ears. You can wear it.
Thank you.
You can, oh mother God. Can also sometimes borrow.
Thank you very much.
Give it for your future marriage or something.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. You wear it, huh? It will look good on you. It will look good on. Oh, you did already? Here, let me try.
Qué lindos están, ¿verdad?
Son hermosos.
There. Uno. Due. There you are. We even have bow in here. Very traditional girl.
Qué lindo está.
Yeah, it suits her because she's young and beautiful.
Oh,
thank you.
Right, very
nice. Okay, let people see it. Very nice, huh? Yeah, look good on you. Suit your face also look like this heart shape.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
So
with mother permission.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Okay.
Thank you very much. It was a great pleasure, and I hope that maybe one day we'll meet again.
Sure. God willing. Okay, huh? Yes.
It has been a joy to have your eco-friendly company for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Coming up next is Golden Age Technology after noteworthy news. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Under heaven's loving care, may all beings on our planet coexist in peace and abundance.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.